Roman, you made it to the NatCon, which is, you know, I'm somewhat jealous. I haven't made it to a NatCon since we had the one in Adelaide, so that's a very long time.
Ditto.
So, it was Melbourne, wasn't it?
It was Melbourne.
Continuum 10?
Continuum 10.
And how about a report?
It was fantastic. It was great for all sorts of reasons. The first being the venue, which was a very upmarket hotel at the Rialto in Collins Street.
Oh, what happened to the old, we were in St Kilda and that one which had the needles in the... That was a good hotel. I remember that fondly.
What was great about the venue is all the rooms, function rooms and stuff, were clustered around an atrium and a courtyard.
Cool.
And on the ground floor, there was a bar where people hung out. So when you came in at street level, you went down one level to a registration desk. You could look down and see which of your mates was already in there having a few drinks or chatting to other people. You could see who's wandering into various venues. And you could see all the traffic around. So it was easy to see people. And that was fundamentally good. The other good news is that it turned out to be one of these swank restaurants that had high tea. So you could actually order a big pot of tea for two for $7 in one of 16 different kinds of tea. So one afternoon we actually had a tea party in the upstairs bar. There were about seven or eight fans and we ordered three or four different kinds of tea and we sat around drinking tea and chatting for a couple of hours. And one of those fans was the fannish guest of honour, Juanita Coulson, whose probably best claim to fame was being the publisher of Yandro, a fanzine with her partner Buck Coulson back in the early 70s.
I'm assuming they're American by the names.
Yeah. She's a sprightly 81-year-old who tells a great tale and has no problems regaling us with the days of fannish yore, and she's also a folk singer. So she was lots of fun.
And
I spent a surprising amount of time listening to and chatting to this sprightly 80-year-old fan. It was great.
Excellent.
There are a few interesting things that happened there, including a book launch that could have gone better. Well...
Oh, you're talking about this. This is something interesting, though.
Yes. There's a book called Perfections, which is a horror story. I got the electronic version about a month or so ago. They actually launched the print version of it at the con. But 24 hours before they launched, they discovered that the printer had stuffed up and had printed a blank page as the penultimate page of the story.
Oops.
Well, 24 hours ago, there wasn't much they could do, so Kirsten made a special offer. If you buy a copy of the book at the con, she will use her white texter to change the title on the cover and the spine to Imperfections. She will write a vignette just for you on the blank page. And she had these little silver stickers, so she could fold over the last page and stick it down so you didn't accidentally read the ending of the story. And, of course, when the printer corrected their fault, they would send you a copy of the corrected book.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't buy another, I was tempted to, but I did manage to persuade a well-known bookseller, book collector, to buy a copy. So I sold a copy of a book. That was good. We discovered there's a little cafe up the road called State of Grace, which, aside from having giraffe heads and strange, you know, pith helmet things,
okay,
gentlemen's club things in the rooms, served lovely tea and cake, but... On the way to the toilet, you go past a bookshelf full of books. And I didn't think much of it, but on the way back, I noticed someone pulled out a book, a red cover book called State of Grace, and the whole bookshelf slid into the wall, revealing the stairs to the hidden underground bar. It was so cool.
I want to go there.
It's in Collins Street. It's about 480-something, 81 or thereabouts. It's called State of Grace, and that was excellent. So lots of fun and number of interesting panels on radio and podcasting. And we had the crew who did Splendid Chaps there and were hawking the new Night Terrace. And they were talking about old-time radio, new-time radio and podcasts. And there was a live podcast as well of The Writer and the Critic, which went very well. And the guest of honour was absolutely brilliant. Aboriginal guest of honour gave a talk about colonisation, invasion, different worldviews and different cultures.